Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Hello.
Bonjour.
Hello.
Welcome back to another episode of The Juice. I'm your host, Solomon Giorgio, comedian, writer, and the person Sharon Stone based her character on in Basic Instinct. My guest today contains multitudes, universes, dimensions. She's a comedian, actor, writer, a magnificent Salvadorian, Lebanese, Nicaraguan American, pretty much a walking hyphen. And her stand-up album is absolutely iconic. If you haven't heard it, it's titled The Woke Bully, which will make sense in just a moment. Let's give a big, juicy welcome to my friend, but not yours, Marcela Arguello.
What's up, Solomon? Wow, that's the nicest you've ever been to me.
That is an absolute batshit crazy fucking lie. I've been nothing but nice to you our entire friendship.
Not true.
How dare you? I've said mean things.
Yeah, that's true. You've said
That's shit talking.
Yeah, that's true.
That's shit talking.
Yeah.
Look, first of all, you are a goddess.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's me, Beyonce. Thank you so much. Central Valley sibling.
Yes.
Grew up in Modesto.
209 till I die.
I grew up in Fresno. Mm-hmm. We grew up in our own separate parts of the desert. Our own parts of the gross valley. Mm-hmm. Modesto's nicer.
Methesto. I know. I'm using the term nice very loosely here.
Look, you at least had houses with pools.
That's true. You're right about that.
We had
one
house
community
that
pool?
Could become a pool.
Oh, that's funny. Well, thank you for having me. I'm excited for this. I'm hoping this gets spicy. I don't know what to expect.
Well, you're going to expect a lot of things here on The Juice. It's going to be a lot of gossip that I personally have. I farmed it myself. I planted seeds into the environment. God. And other people came by and let them blossom. And
California is in a water drought, but you were not in a gossip drought.
No. Now, let's go back into our childhood, our local, our backgrounds, our lifestyles, where we came from, honestly. Mm-hmm. Do you recall some juicy ass gossip from your school days?
Oh, that's a good question. When I was in elementary school, I was a bully,
yes.
Right? I was homophobic as fuck. And then junior high, I was starting to be less homophobic. And then by the time I was in high school, I was no longer homophobic. And
allegedly.
Yes, allegedly. Listen, we all start from somewhere. And so what happened was when in elementary school, there was a particular gay kid that I used to really be mean to, really aggressive. And then by the time I was in high school, I finally apologized to him and he accepted my apology. It was really sweet. And but as a result, I made a promise to myself to don't bully gay kids. You never know what's going to happen. And some of these people are some of your best. And now they're definitely my best friends. But back then I was what are you doing? Stop that shit. And when I was 17, I was I'm never again going to call somebody gay, even if they're closeted, that's not my business to share. And then when I was 16, 17, one of my friends who I love and adore, my Jack, he was obviously gay. There was that old, I don't know what comedian it was, but it's you know how gay people, they have the gay voice now, not all gay people have the gay voice, but only gay people have the gay voice.
Yes.
You know, I forget who did that joke, but Jack had the voice. And so I was he's gay. But I mean, he didn't say it. It's high school. He was, it's Modesto. It's a small town. He wasn't going to admit it to anybody. I mean, he went to prom with a girl. He told me the other day, he was I went to prom with this girl, Dana. And I guess she tried to kiss him. And he was later. We can kiss later.
I've been guilty of that crime. And I, so yes, I understand.
And she couldn't see it. What always shocked me was how other people couldn't see it. I'm he gay as fuck. But if you don't see it, you don't see it. I'm not going to say anything anymore.
It's one of those things where, because since I was that person too, I was very much like, you don't see this. I'm just flouncy.
Yeah,
but I'm straight. Flouncy. I'm just a little flouncy straight man.
That's so
I will
funny.
Go out with you one day if you're a woman.
Yeah, yeah. So Jack was that way, and then he ended up telling me that he was like hooking up with men when he was in high school, which I didn't know at the time. He wasn't telling anybody. So that's happening, yeah. Right? Keep that in mind. Like, this is happening to him. He's experiencing his gayness as a teenager. But at school, he's like closeted, not telling
First of all,
anybody.
I wasn't hooking up with nobody when I was a closeted teen, so he can go kiss my ass now.
But he was a pretty white boy. He was a twink, like.
So?
Classic twink.
I was gorgeous.
Like, yeah, but this is racist ass Fresno.
Yeah,
like,
that's
you
true.
Know what I mean? Like, gay dudes weren't checking for you. And so I had my little Valiant in my senior year, had my car, my Plymouth Valiant 1963. I love that car. So not everybody drove. So like I would like give people rides when they needed a ride. And one day Jack needed a ride and he's in my car and like we're driving and we're headed. I think we're going to my house first or something. And then we were going to go to his place. And he was like, Marcella, kiss me, you know? And I was just like, no. And he was like, Marcella, kiss me, be my girlfriend. And he's using that. I mean, that's what he sounded like. Like, it was so feminine. And I was like, no, Jack, no, absolutely not happening. He's like, kiss me, be my girlfriend. I was like, no, absolutely not. And it was also that thing where I've always known no is a complete sentence, even at that age. But I was like, this is getting weird and uncomfortable because he's like really trying to pressure me in my car. Like, I have no power. I'm like, oh, he's like leaning in. I was like panicked. And then he got to the point where we were kind of shouting over each other, kiss me, no, kiss me, no, kiss me, no. And he just goes, why? And I go, because you're gay, Jack. And his face dropped. We stopped being friends for like 10 years after that moment. And it was like the saddest shit for me.
Yeah.
But it was also that thing of like, you pressured me into this. I didn't want to tell you your truth to your face. And it was just that this weird, and I like didn't tell people that happened because I felt bad for him. And obviously was embarrassed, but
to be fair, that is sort of the friendship that I remember that the same person like had to like, there's one person I was like, I wasn't that pressured at all. I wasn't like,
yeah.
I was like, be my girlfriend. She's like, no.
Right. You were like, okay, she sees it.
Yeah.
But that was the thing later when me and Jack became friends again as adults, he was like, when that happened, he was like, how can she tell? I hide it so well. But this motherfucker is like just pristine looking ass white dude, you know, like just a classic twink, beautiful, takes care of himself as a swimmer, hairless. And he had the voice and then, you know, dressed well and everything. That's like, bro, you are not hiding this shit at the fuck all. I'm like, I'm not an idiot. Come on now.
Like, it's just kind of like, it's one of those things where like you try to hide it as best as you can, but I had my tells and I was very like, cause I would always go for the girl that was unattainable. And it's like, that would make sense to me. Cause like, she's not going to say yes. So therefore I get to still be gay.
Right.
But I get to still be straight in everyone's eye.
Yeah. It was just interesting. Cause like, people did not think he was gay in high school. Like, the gossip was not about that. They just found him annoying. They weren't like, he's gay. And I'm like, I didn't want to be talking about it. You know?
People in high school also thought I was annoying.
They're like, there's something about him. I don't know what it is.
This is voice. Yeah. The way it sounds. Yeah. I was uptight because there was definitely more of a, like, it's high school. No one is, not more than one person's allowed to be gay. In the school at a time.
Yeah.
That's how the scope of thinking works.
Yeah, back then.
Back then.
It's not true anymore.
No, thank God
it's not true anymore.
Yes, but now kids are coming out when they're 12 and I'm like, bitch, I'm so proud of you.
Yeah. There's like 6-year-old non-binary kids and you're just like, oh my God, that's
awesome. It's the best thing in the world. But like, I remember in high school, whoever was the most flamboyant was the only gay kid.
Yes.
That's how it worked. And since I was not the most flamboyant, I was able to project it all on one kid.
Mm-hmm.
High school was weird. It was nice to be like, there's mystique behind me.
Right.
Look at me be heterosexual.
Well, because like that's the thing about gossip. It's like bigger in your head than it is in reality.
Well, yeah. Because it's like, there's this one little secret that I have and it's the most intense secret in the world.
Right.
Because when I finally come out, it's like, it's such a big release. And then afterwards, I'm like, oh, I'm gay. That's fine.
Yeah. Now this shit is just normal.
Yeah. Now it's just like, I'm just going to be gay over there. I'm going to be gay over here.
Yeah.
Just be gay wherever I want to be.
Yeah. There's nothing spicy about it.
It's not as fun. It's not as elusive.
So I think you should go back to being closeted.
Yeah, I'm going to go in the closet right now.
Go back into the closet.
I'm going to.
Have people start rumors about you.
I want them to. I'm going to ask a girl.
Marcella, would you go out with me?
No, Solomon, you're gay.
All right, Marcella, it's time to read a couple of the juicy submissions we get from our listeners. It is mailbag time. So this is a mailbag. These are some wonderful people out in the world who gave
me... So this is like anonymous snitching. That's yes. What's going on here.
Yes, okay. It's anonymous snitching. All right. I have a story about my aunt from a couple of years ago. This aunt is in her 60s. She's been living with and in a relationship with the same man for about 20 years. Aunt won't marry him.
Of course.
I respect that. Yeah. I respect that.
It's a logical woman. Mm-hmm.
She says it's because she doesn't want to lose half her stuff in a divorce. But really, it's because she doesn't know how common law marriage works in the state of Texas. Just drag your aunt right up top. A couple of years ago, she starts taking frequent weekend trips with the girls. And my not uncle starts to get suspicious. He decides to invite him along, to invite himself along one weekend. My aunt tells him she's just going to spend most of her time with the girls, so he shouldn't come.
Oh,
that's
my God.
So suspicious, isn't it?
Oh my God, this is getting so good.
Not uncle says that that's fine and tags along anyway. So the first night where she keeps like there, the first night she's there, she keeps trying to make excuses to get away, and not uncle just keeps tagging along.
Oh my God.
Eventually they go for a walk on the boardwalk, and my aunt says she has to go to the bathroom. The public restroom at this place has two entrances and exits, and she's in there for a while.
Oh my God.
Not uncle gets suspicious again and goes to check the other exit only to see my aunt, remember this woman is in her 60s, take off in a dead sprint and leap into a car that then peels out.
What?
And then she's gone for the rest of the weekend. The whole weekend.
Oh
she disappears
God.
On him. In front of his face. So she gets back and then she pretends nothing happened. And not uncle obviously breaks things off. And we later learn this aunt has been seeing some guy who owns a nice boat. Fast forward to Christmas.
Oh my God, this is so crazy. Okay, I'm sorry, go.
All right. Fast forward to Christmas. Someone in our enormous family missed the memo and accidentally invited not uncle
no!
to the family party. Yes, and cheating aunt also brought boat guy.
Oh my God.
I love this. This is when the recipes.
This is the type of Lifetime movie we should be getting.
This is a succulence that we deserve. This is this is the kind of situation that anytime when terrible people get together is my favorite thing in the world. So not uncle spent the whole evening drinking and dispensing wisdom about how you can't trust women. Then he moved to Florida and we all pretend we don't know how cheating aunt met boat guy.
Oh my God.
So they're still together.
I mean, you know, good for her. She gets what she wants.
Honestly, I'm on the aunt side.
Yeah.
That's a shitty way to do it.
She's a messy bitch. But I just love that she had been like, oh yeah, come. I mean, I don't want to lose half of my things. And it's like, she wasn't worried about him cheating. She knew she was going to cheat. And she was like, I don't want to lose my shit because I can't control my pussy.
But to be fair, she gave away every red flag. There's like,
she really was like,
listen, dog, I'm giving you every warning possible that you're being cheated on.
Yeah.
It is your so and he's like, I'm like that's the thing, is like when I'm being cheated on, I'm not gonna go on a trip.
Right.
I'm not gonna go on tag along to be like, what's going on here? I'm like, yeah, like you're cheating. I'm not gonna waste time.
The thing is, I mean, he's not a young guy. He's gotta be like 50 or something at least.
So that means he should know better.
Well, he should know better, but it's one of those things where he's like, do I really gotta find out the hard way? Like,
look, as somebody, cheating is, I think, irresponsible. You should be in an open relationship or you should end the relationship.
Right.
However, people are very obvious cheaters. And I think this is the kind of person that's like, I won't marry you for 20 years. I'm not going to let you do taxes with me. I'm going to let you lease a house with my name on it. I won't co-sign. Like, I feel like she's like lobbing everything. Cheating.
But it's
cheating.
That thing of like, I look at it from his perspective. He's just like, oh man, she has trust issues. These dudes been doing her dirty. I love her. I'm going to support her. I'm going to give her what she wants. Like, I'm willing. Because I mean, to your point, it's like, you should be honest and you're right. If you're going to cheat, you should just either be open or tell them, or you should just not be cheating and be committed. Yeah. And it's funny when the person lies. I mean, that's what cheating is. It's like, that's the issue at the bottom of the day. But she really like dug that fucking grave.
Oh, that's true. But it's like, I don't believe she was a good liar.
I don't know. I mean, he might be really stupid. It sounds like he's dumb as shit.
That's how you get played.
But that's what I'm saying. If you don't have to be a good liar to lie to an idiot.
And that's the best kind of gossip, is two idiots trying to keep secrets from each other.
Yeah, you're right.
That is the best gossip usually involves at least one idiot. If there's two or more, that's when it gets chaotic. Oh, and those are my favorite stories.
Yeah.
And I think just like specifically for the both of us being comedians and growing up as immigrants, I feel like first of all, how's your mother with gossip? Like, is it a very like...
She, it's interesting because, you know, when I was a kid, she was really good at, you know, keeping to herself and being real quiet about stuff. It's almost like after my dad died, she didn't have her gossip buddy anymore. And then I became the gossip buddy. So that shit was fascinating. I learned a lot of shit about like the women in my family and the men too. But the women, it's like, oh my God, she's a bitch and she's a bitch and she's a bitch. And I'm over here like being like, I love you, Thea. You know? And it's like, wow, I'm learning a lot. So as I've gotten older, my mom has shared a lot more with me.
Because now you're the main outlet from...
For her, yeah. It's fucking interesting as shit. Because this whole time I was like, oh, my mom is such a sweet lady. She just would never. And it's like, no, bitch, you've been talking shit.
Oh, yeah. I respect
that. I know your mom is a little...
She doesn't... There's no filter.
Yeah.
You walk into the room and she's with another Ethiopian. She's talking shit about you. Oh, she tells you all of her business. If I had a fucking first hemorrhoid was witnessed by 10 other Africans, I had to come and check it out because of my mother. I feel like my mom will respect people's business unless they decide to step into hers. And then she's like... She's a gossip in a way. It's more vengeful.
Oh, I love that.
Where it's like, you know what? I wasn't going to say anything. Yeah.
You did this to yourself.
But since you're here, I'm going to bring it up. Like,
I fully understand that way of thinking.
Like I've also, because we, like I'm trying to remember, like for us, we worked together in a restaurant and I know there were so many things that happened there, but the gossip there, I think was just high class.
I mean, you know, I always think about that because it was wild learning that the real fucked up people in this environment were the actors and the chefs. They are insane people.
The amount of times I would leave them doing cocaine and they still would keep going until like an hour before their shift the next day.
Yeah. I mean, it was also just like chaos all the time. I mean, that's what's so crazy about like a restaurant environment. It's already a high stress situation to be in. Like there's food orders, lunch, you know, hour is crazy. And then people are still creating drama at work. And you're why would you don't have any energy for this shit. I mean, let the record show, I was a bus boy.
Yes,
I never became a server because
that was my favorite thing.
That. I do not want to talk to these people and I don't want to talk to you. I just want to be a bus boy.
It was so consistently cutthroat. Also, it was so incestual. Mm-hmm. And like for me, like I feel like I didn't want to have sex with anyone there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I went in, did my job, and I got out of there as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But the way they would just linger, hang out, schmooze, and just be like, let's like two of them have like two relationships have broken up there while I was there.
Yeah.
People cheated on each other.
Of course.
There was a guy that got arrested while we were there. There's a guy that got tipped $1,000.
I mean, nice.
But it's like, but I also like, I'm not going to say like, this will be probably the only celebrity gossip I will have on this show which is, because I thought it was hilarious. We had a coworker who was named Kylie and Kylie Minogue came into the restaurant and Kylie was named after Kylie Minogue. And the way Kylie Minogue's face looked when she saw a 25-year-old tell her that she was named after her.
It wasn't good, y'all. It was not the compliment she thought she was giving.
And the way Kylie came back to me, she's like, she seemed very upset that I told her that I was named after her. Like, you are a truly whole adult that just did that to her.
Yeah, she didn't want to hear that. She was trying to enjoy her salad. Yeah. And you called her old while she was trying to eat lunch.
That's the mailbag. Thank you so much for sending in your mail. Reading your submissions is the best part of my week. If you want to hear your story on the show, visit teamcoco.com/heyjuice. It's now time for a quick break and we'll be back with the juice line.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's Cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium-iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to The Juice. I am here with the goddess, Marcela Arguello. Now's the time in our show when we go to the phone. We call it The Juice Line. I'm hearing from our board operator that today's caller is Liz Scher. Let's patch her in.
Please hold. Thank you.
Welcome, Liz.
Hi.
Hi. Hello. Hi, Liz.
How are you?
Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
You've clearly worked in a few restaurants, I've gathered from our interaction. How long have you been in the industry?
So I thankfully left the industry. I was in there for about 9 years.
Ooh.
So I've seen everything, heard, smelled, everything, all of it.
Now, there's two wonderful stories you shared, and I definitely want you to just go ahead and since Marcela is not unfamiliar, I want you to just dwell and just start off with the very first tale, because I think it was so fantastic.
Okay, so this was at the first restaurant I ever worked at. I won't say the name of it, but it is a chain.
Even better.
Yeah, that's
Applebee's,
where like
Chili's. I'm just gonna guess.
Not quite, but like you're on the right track. So a bartender and a server were dating. They had a baby.
Oh my
together.
God.
Always a great start.
Yeah.
It's every time. So they are both working. All the money that they make goes to the baby. And then at one point, the bartender, who's the mom, has a family emergency and she has to go to Colombia.
Mm-hmm.
And she to see her family. She comes back 2 months later, new tits, new ass, new nose. All the money for the baby is gone. And she breaks up with the father because she was fucking the manager the whole time.
Wow. Whose baby and, is it?
Well, wow. Like, it was definitely not the manager's baby because, like, the manager was white and they, like, it was very clear.
So I love when the race, like, answers the question.
It answers the question. But, like, they all kept working there.
That's the best part.
Oh my God.
That's the best part. So like they would all just be fighting like in the middle of shifts in front of customers and it was great. But they can't fire the server for getting mad at it because then it creates a whole corporate HR issue for why they're doing it. And it was absolute magic. And they kept trying to deny it the whole time. Like,
but
no, we're not dating.
I was going to say, deny what? The surgery, the cheating, the day, the
That's
baby?
That's the part that I love, is the work that got done.
Oh, yeah. Denying the surgery, which was like a very real before and after. Like, like going into the swan. And like, it was...
What a reference. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
You aged everybody here.
Yeah, I know. I didn't get it. I don't know what that means. What's that? What's this one? I have no idea.
Nah,
I'm so young.
She old as hell, too.
I can never get over the like restaurant hooking up. Like, what is it about? Like, you're sweaty, you're exhausted, you're overworked, and you're still like, let's fuck.
Because
what is that?
We run on rage and.
I mean, I run on rage too, but that's not going to make me fuck a dude that is serving potatoes.
But you also see different people from day to day. When you're a server, these are the only people you see.
Oh, man.
And you work nights. You get drunk as hell, close down the bar. And then what are you going to do after that?
I'm not fucking those men.
You are not, look, You were not the horniest person at the restaurant. Those guys, everybody else there, horny as hell.
I know.
You showed up, every buttoned button to the top. You're showing no skin.
Yeah, that's true.
You were like, I'm barely putting on makeup.
That's true. I did like shit. You're right.
You truly was like, if anybody tries to fuck me here, they're gonna die today.
That's true. I was like, I'm working.
And that's immigrant work, I think.
Yeah, that's immigrant work.
Work is work. Fucking happens outside of work. I've never fucked a coworker. It sounds terrifying.
Wait, Liz, did you fuck any of your coworkers at the restaurant?
I only made out with some coworkers. I never fucked anyone.
See, I respect that.
Yeah, that's cute.
I mean, there was one who actually was like really trying to go for it too after we made out once. And I was 20 at the time and he was 26, 27. And he would not stop texting me. For weeks
just a little at a time. Loser.
It was so weird. It was like we made out for 3 minutes and then I went home at 10.
Right.
It wasn't fun for anyone. It was awful.
I just say it was great for him. Yeah. He was like, oh, these 3 minutes were everything to me.
honestly, so like you can't really see right now, but like my tits are huge. And I think that honestly has a lot to do with it.
You know what? When I go on a podcast, anytime I go, I'm going to be like, I don't know if you guys can hear, but my legs are 3 feet long.
Yeah, no, like for the listeners out there, I am smacking you in the face currently.
Oh my God.
Look, first of all, I respect titties, jugs, and boobs.
She's so spicy. I like Liz. No-nonsense gal.
I know we have one more tale from you that I think was also a very interesting one as well.
Okay. So this goes more into the drug use side rather than the side. So you're There's getting an all-encompassing use. Thing. This is another chain. And so there were two coworkers of mine who decided that they wanted to try doing steroids recreationally.
Oh my God. Wait, pause. What city are you living in these stories?
Yes, please.
Okay, location. So, I feel like that is a detail that matters.
Yeah, no, you're so right. So the first one was in Boston.
Okay, makes sense.
Respect.
The second one was Manhattan.
Oh, that's a curveball.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess that probably explains the steroid recreational.
That's fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot more casual steroid use than people think there is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a lot. I just love knowing that men are that vain. They're like, I need muscles.
And but it's also like, then you're out, like, just watching their pimpled back and you're like, sir. Yeah.
They can't see it. They don't care. That's how they are.
But I mean, okay. So, well, that actually kind of ties into the next part. So these two guys doing steroids recreationally, the best way to take steroids, apparently, is to inject it directly into your butt, which you can't really do so much on your own. You can, but not as effectively.
Where is this going? I mean, the edge of my seat.
Okay.
I'm liking this journey we're going on.
Yeah, me too.
All right. So they decide to go down to dry storage, which is like where we keep all the napkins and straws and all that good stuff, because they think it's the only door that locks. And what they decide to do is they help each other inject them while they're at work. And they take off their pants, take off their underwear. And
oh my God, guys, don't go out to eat at a restaurant. It's disgusting. Okay,
we're gross people.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. We're absolutely awful. And like, you know, kneel in front of the ass to inject it. And the bartender walks in because apparently the door did not lock and sees both of them completely bare ass. One of them head to hole with a needle in the cheek. And they just are staring blankly. Because what do you even say when you get walked in on in that situation? And then she just goes, Oh, I'm so sorry. You were busy. And then just leaves.
You're busy. She was busy.
She's the one working.
Yeah, they were the ones wasting everybody's
time. I feel like
time.
Everyone in the situation was busy.
Well, yeah.
Everyone had a thing they were doing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like table 20 needed their ranch, but, you know, they had other business to tend to.
Well, the walk-in of all places.
That's wild.
I've seen, I feel like that is a place what's most amount of recreational drug use occurs is the walk-in.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, but steroids?
Look.
Yeah, that's the weird one.
Look, if I need to get rips right after work and I can't stop at home.
And you need help.
I need help.
You need help.
My buddy is at the job with me.
Your buddy's in your buddy.
Look, I can defend monsters very easily. And
you really can. Just
I'm
like
truly, if you want to do your steroids in the walk-in in a restaurant that with easy access to other individuals, I'm not going to stop you.
Oh my God.
I will support you. I will take photos.
Yeah.
And you know,
The reason I even found out about it is because like the guy with the needle in his ass was the one who told me about it. He was just totally, he wasn't even embarrassed.
They never are. They are never embarrassed. And that's the problem.
And like, you should have some shame about anything.
No. Then I would have no show.
Okay.
These shameless people are what are going to continue for me to have a career and a show.
Oh my God.
And Liz, thank you so much for coming in and sharing these tales with you. I love restaurant stories. I feel like these are some great fucking tidbits you gave us. And
I have so many more if you ever need them.
You're gonna reach out, bitch. You will be.
Happily.
Thank you so much.
Happily. You are so welcome. I'm just so happy that someone else can hear this for the first time. Thank you.
What a blessing she is. A gossip blessing.
A gossip blessing. Also, probably one of my favorite cadence is like that somebody that deadpan, like, I've seen so much.
But she also had a sweetness to her mm-hmm. that I was like, people trust her with her, with their secrets. And that's the mistake that other people are making is she is too trusting.
That's my favorite person because they're the perfect observer.
Yeah.
They're so unassuming. And that's like... You should never.
I bet some of her secrets. I mean, she gets secrets told because her tits are very distracting. We didn't get to see them. We weren't distracted.
Look, if we saw her tits, we might have just like divulged everything.
I might have told her a lot of things. if I saw those titties.
But yes, well, that was our show.
Thank you for having me.
But Marcella, tell people where they can find you and
Marcella Comedy. Yeah, it's all my social media. My website at Marcella Comedy.
Because there's no other Marcella doing comedy.
I mean, there actually are.
There are,
but they're not very good. Sorry, bitch. Gonna tell you.
And goodbye, everyone.
Thanks.
And that is it for my episode with Marcella Arguello. Again, her stand-up album is The Woke Bully. It's on all streaming platforms, but I highly recommend buying it. You won't regret it. As always, if you want to tell your story on The Juice, send them in by visiting teamcoco.com/heyjuice. Please remember to rate and review in Apple Podcasts. Give us all the stars if you feel so inclined. The Juice is produced by Nick Liao, Jen Samples, and Lisa Berm. Executive producers are Jeff Ross, Adam Sachs, and Joanna Solitaroff. Engineering and music by Eduardo Perez. I'm Solomon Giorgio. See you all back here next week as we dish out more of the low-stakes gossip you love to hear on The Juice. And please, have a juicy day.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.